What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Hanging out here on this beautiful Friday morning. It's a Fri-yay, like Dylan likes to say. What up, Bo?
Allie's bored. I can tell. We bored her in the break.
Oh, too much NASCAR talk?
We didn't go NASCAR. We went into how to fix certain parts of it, and I just looked at her as with the music started playing, and she was like,
a sigh.
That's in the past. She gave the, thank God we're back from break and we can talk about something
yes.
That's not NASCAR.
Yes, she's like, yes, turn
and
your
we
going
and
on.
Look, NASCAR is great. We love NASCAR. We're going to Atlanta Road Speedway again. I think back in June.
Yeah,
I think
June 28th. It's the night race Saturday night.
It's my birthday weekend. But like we got into the red tape of the sport just now. Like the details of what I
would do with the sport. Well, I was in charge.
You guys were nerding out so hard that like
it's a good thing you didn't film us again.
You were nerding out so much and the music started. We were about to go on. Bo is still talking and literally did not stop until Mike hit his mic.
I was like,
on.
All right, man, gotta go. Gotta
I was
go.
Like, oh my gosh, that's it's so like stressful.
When, it's like when you hang up the phone, you're like, all right, yeah, man, yep. Yep.
Gotcha. Oh, one more thing.
Gotta go. Hey,
Allie, I just want to let you know if that ever happens, you're always welcome to come back here with me and talk about whatever
like
you
the
want.
Drive back here behind the glass.
Hey, but I got you.
But hold on, you know what he just did to me though?
What did he do?
He brought it up in the break.
He did.
And then he goes. He just did the. I got to call Bo, and so he calls me, and he gets in the conversation. Hey, I got to let you go. Like, no, man, you call me. That ain't how this works. I let you go.
This is a good topic, and we'll just real quick before we get to the Micah Parsons, Jalen Walker conversation. Josh Kendall wrote an article a couple days ago. We're going to dive into that. Expectations for Jalen Walker. We also got the front page. Real quick, though. Do you guys have that friend that you'll text and they immediately call you back?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you the stress level this gives me because I have two people that I won't text anymore because I know that when I do, the phone's going to start ringing. And I'm like, dude. And they're like, sorry, couldn't write you back. Hands are full. Hey, I just wanted to say. And then it's like a 20-minute conversation. And you're like, dude, that was a text for a reason. I am busy. I just wanted to shoot you a quick note, and you had to blow my phone up.
Yep.
Like, I'm not calling you back. Not texting you.
I won't talk to people for months.
I know. And I'm the same way.
And you know the worst part is I have something to tell them. I have something to tell them, but I'm like, so I have actually strategically planned when I know, like some people you know when they're busy, like you just, this is a good time. And then you did the phone rings, you're like, what the? Hey man, I had a day off. I was like, damn it.
You sit there and you go, I've been meaning to text this person. Let me knock this out really quick. And then you put the phone back down and it's bzz, bzz.
Right. No, what have I done? I was on the reverse side of this at one point. I did text a girlfriend one time, like, you free? And she was like, yeah. And then I just called. I go, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. I was just
that
person.
But that's the fair thing, though.
As soon
like,
as
you
I
free
called.
Means I'm about to call you.
Yeah, you asked, though.
I did.
Yeah.
I have a question that's in the same realm. Do you guys have that friend that they called you and you're just not in the right headspace. You know you're not in the right headspace to 100%. Talk to them because you know they're going to either keep you on the phone for a while. They're going to talk about something that you're not necessarily interested in talking about at that moment of time. And you're like, nah, I gotta strategically choose 100%. My day that I'm in the right headspace to talk to you.
Yeah, there's a button on the side of your phone and you just hit mute call. And
that's
you go,
what he does.
And you go,
that's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, I can't, and you give the, I can't do that right now.
But
yes,
don't you feel,
absolutely.
Don't you feel the guilt as soon as you hit the mute and like within 10 seconds you're like, ugh, let me just pick it up and deal with this now.
No, what I do is I wait long, I can't, I'm giving all my secrets away. I wait long enough that I know that maybe the time's passed. Hey man, sorry, you need something?
Yeah. No, I have that, I have a friend travels for work and he drives when like twice a week, probably, I don't know, 5-hour drive. And I'm like, I know that it's coming. You know what I mean? I know that it's coming. He's in the car. It's probably an hour into his drive. Thinks about something. Hey, man, popped in my head. Thought I'd give you a buzz. I'm like, dude, it is like clockwork. It is like clockwork. I know you're going to call me, and you just want me to take out an hour of your trip. That's all you need from me. You don't even really want to talk to me. It's just, who's going to answer the phone? That's all it is, man. All right, let's dive into this Josh Kendall article a little bit. We're going to talk more about this coming up at 7 o'clock today. And the article is about Jalen Walker, and can he be the Falcons' version of Micah Parsons? Now, I think we'd all agree that Micah Parsons is probably a top five defender in the NFL. Yes or no?
I would say yeah. Easily?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's average.
Well, he's had injury concerns and everything else. I'm just making sure we're on the same page because I think I brought this up to you about Christian McCaffrey not too long ago, and you're like, well, you can't stay on the field. And I was like, yeah, it's fair. Still, one of the best offensive players in the NFL.
Well, there's a big difference. Christian McCaffrey has probably missed combined 3 seasons and like 8 in his career. Micah Parsons has missed maybe half a season last year, and the guy has 50.
I don't even think it was that.
He has like 50, I think, 3 sacks in 4 seasons in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, that is production out the wazoo.
Yeah, he hasn't had one season under 12, Micah Parsons. He also, let me look at it real quick, quarterback hits last year were 23. And you're right. Okay, so he played in 13 games last year, 23 quarterback hits, 12 sacks.
Yeah, so I was wrong. He only missed 4 games last year.
Yeah, it wasn't very much. So I think the question then comes, and Josh Kendall does a nice job about this, and he talks about how the front office is going to be very intentional and they're playing other rookies, and really not just Jalen Walker, but James Pierce, the other third and fourth round picks, Billy Bowman and Xavier Watts, Jack Nelson being the seventh rounder still in a developmental spot, but he talks about being very intentional about bringing those guys along. I mean, my question would be, is it fair to look at Micah Parsons' rookie season and say, all right, can Jalen Walker be the Falcons' version of that? I'm not sure that that's even attainable when you look. And let me read you guys what Micah Parsons' stats were as a rookie. Games played, 16. Quarterback hits, 30. Sacks, 13. Tackles for loss, 20. Combined tackles, 84. Dude, let me just tell y'all something. And I'm not trying to go too far on a limb. I'll build a statue of this dude if he runs in with that stat line in his rookie season. Like, I can't think of anybody, and I'm including, like, John Abraham in these numbers. Like, obviously, he got to the sack plateau of 13, but you include everything else and the total tackles and everything else that a guy like Micah Parsons does for a defense. I don't remember a time when the Falcons had that kind of stat line defensively. Maybe you can educate me on somebody that I'm not thinking about, but thinking Jalen Walker along those lines of that many is – we're talking about something at that point.
I mean, I hate this conversation. And it's not about you, but I have to mention a guy that everyone rolls their eyes and says, well, it was for this or that. But, I mean, we forget that in the 16 season, Beasley had 15 and a half sacks, 6 forced fumbles, 11 tackles for loss, 6 quarterback hits.
So let me wind that back just a little bit. I think you're kind of making my point, though. Like, I think you're kind of making my point that, like, Big Beasley, how many quarterback hits did you say? 6?
16.
16 quarterback hits?
He had 15 and a half sacks.
Right. So, Micah Parsons had 30 quarterback. Like, I just don't, like, somebody that affects it in every single way on defense is what Micah Parsons is.
Yes, but see, Micah Parsons is more than, the reason why you can have this conversation about he and Jalen Walker is they're more than, Vic Beasley was a guy that put his hand in the dirt And all he was going to do is come off the edge. Micah Parsons, you move around. You do everything with. And you can disguise where he's coming from. And that's and not to mention what Micah Parsons has and the reason why Jalen and him. See, that neither one of these guys, Jalen and Micah, they didn't play edge primarily in college. They were.
And I think
they
that's,
were then that's, yeah. that's part of it. But they have elite speed of tracking guys down. Mm-hmm. And that's why they get that's why the number of quarterback hits is so high. That and you know, we tend to only label certain guys in the NFL as high motor guys and the other guys are just athletically skilled, you know. But Micah Parsons and Jalen Walker are high motor guys who have elite track down speed. Combined, like they are, they and that's what T.J. Watt is.
It's a tenacity, right?
It's both. You don't. Some guys just have one or the other. They have both. That's why. Let's just say Micah Parsons does. That's why he's elite in the NFL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'll tell you this much, too. And we have Rusty in, obviously, you know, all the time that he's able to hang out in studio with us. I don't know that Rusty has ever spoken as highly of a prospect as he did Jalen Walker leading up to this. And he was the first guy, and I'm going to give Rusty some crap right now, because he was the first guy that when we got past the season and started breaking down possible draft picks, that Rusty stepped in and was like, not going to be there.
Well,
nope, don't even talk about it. I'm not going to be there, man.
He was the second guy that told me. Because I had this conversation with Arch before or after the Washington game. I can't remember which. I just remember where I was. I was on my I had my AirPods and I was in Sam's. I was going to buy I was going to buy some meat. And
don't have to apologize.
No worries.
Tomahawk
robot. No worries.
And Arch and I were talking, and I remember, and I said somebody, and he goes, well, the guy, he goes, that's great. He goes, the guy is Jalen Walker. He goes, now he ain't going to be there. And I almost remember verbatim. He goes, that's great, but the guy is Jalen Walker. He didn't say the guy you want, the guy. He said the guy is Jalen Walker.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, Abdul, and we talked about Abdul Carter. He goes, but the guy is Jalen Walker. And he goes, but he ain't going to be there. And he goes, the way he plays, he's got it all in the intensity, the aggressiveness. He goes, that guy goes and gets guys. He goes and takes their souls, runs them down. That's the guy that you want, but he won't be there. And that was the first time I even had the conversation. And then I go back and look at him. And you, I think you and I did. I came in the next day and was like, we need to look at Jalen Walker film.
Yeah, we went and checked him out, as we did, you know, a lot of other positions in the draft. I think we were all shocked. We're still waiting on Bo to run naked across Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Still waiting on that.
Are we?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Some of us aren't.
Calm down. we're going to talk NBA when we come back. On the other side, we're going to hit the front page. We also got an Allie Mac drop. Allie, what do you got?
Rookie report. It's Friday.
Whoa, let's go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.